As always, right here on Smile 90.4 FM, you're getting the biggest variety of music. We are going to spend the next couple of minutes chatting to Theunis Jansen van Rensburg, the bearded wonder. He is here to share all science and tech news with us because he's from Bandwidth Blog, and that's what they do over there. We love chatting with you on a Tuesday. Welcome, Theunis.
Thank you very much.
Theunis, today we are talking about, and this is something that I just absolutely love. I've always been obsessed with it since I was a kid. New developments in space. Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. It is very exciting whenever we find something new or discover something that we didn't know before. And interestingly, just this past couple of weeks, we have news that the most Earth-like planet, quote unquote, that we've ever discovered around a star seems to have been found only 6 light years away. So it's, in cosmological terms, very, very close by. It's next door. And that's exciting because obviously we've been finding planets for decades now, but usually they've been massive gas giants like our Saturn or Jupiter.
Sure.
Or they've been what they called super Earths, which are very, very big rocky planets. And detecting smaller and smaller objects far, far away obviously becomes way more difficult. So we've only recently started to find planets that are around Earth size or even smaller and within that star's habitable zone. So the Goldilocks zone, as they call it.
No, but that's really, really cool because it being in that region that's sort of the right temperate zone for water to not evaporate, that means there's a possibility for life, which means there's a possibility for us being able to inhabit.
Potentially, yes. So we don't quite yet know what the atmosphere looks like. There is definitely an atmosphere. They've seen that, but we don't know what it's composed of yet.
Sure.
But yes, you're right. It's very exciting to find these planets that are, as they're called, in the Goldilocks zone, which is not too hot, not too cold, you know, perfectly right, just like the nursery rhyme.
I'm just going to act like I didn't laugh about that off air.
It's one of those terms scientists use that it's just normalized, but when you hear it for the first time, it's quite strange.
I love it.
So it's called the Goldilocks zone because we can have liquid water. It's not frozen and it's not evaporated through massive amounts of heat being too close to their host star.
Sure.
So it is very exciting that we've got this new news, and obviously there will be more observations taken, and hopefully we can figure out exactly what the atmosphere looks like. And potentially that's something that Elon Musk can look towards 200 years time, because he's probably still going to be alive. And, and on that note, he said that SpaceX will launch 5 unmanned missions to Mars, essentially in preparation for sending people to Mars. So autonomous launches from Earth to Mars to deliver essentials, building materials for a habitat. And then the last one that will go with humans that he's still planning for 2030, which sounds like
very
right
close.
Around the corner.
I vote for Matt Damon to go with them. He's done it already. He knows what to do.
Exactly. And he can grow potatoes in Martian ground. 5 unmanned missions in the next 2 years to essentially start to set our base.
Colonize Mars.
To colonize Mars so that we can become a multi-planetary species.
Jeez, this is crazy. That this might happen in our lifetime is mind-blowing.
It is. It is. To think that it's only the other day, essentially, that we landed on the moon.
Yeah.
It was just in the late 60s. And now we're thinking about setting up a colony on Mars. It's crazy.
I guess it's a little bit, funnily enough, a little bit more hospitable than the moon is.
Oh, 100%.
The moon is just dead, basically.
There are plans with Project Artemis to put a base on the moon as well. That's probably going to be a late 2030s. If that, but the fact that SpaceX still has their mind on this mission is actually quite amazing, because it's a private company. They need to make money, and they do make a lot of money now because their rockets are reusable, but who knows how reusable they will be when they fly to Mars.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm just excited to hear about anything like this, as my 5-year-old self inside is screaming with joy. We'll be back chatting to Theunis next week. If you want to find out more about what we're talking about, you can go to Bandwidth Blog and they'll discuss everything more in depth. We're heading back to the music right after these.